News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Expert group has urged a nationwide review of maternity services following a report into care at Portiuncula University Hospital. And I'm joined now by David Cullinan, the Sinn Féin spokesperson for health. David, before we get into maternity services, can I just ask you, do you have any comment you'd like to make on that effigy, that bonfire in Northern Ireland that we've been discussing?
Well, obviously, like everybody else, it has to be strongly condemned, and I condemn it. It is hateful. It's wrong. And I agree that it raises questions for Lyallism more broadly and the Lyallist leadership, because I don't believe there is any place for that type of hate and blatant racism.
No, and that's a very fair point. Lastly, before we move on, Jamie Bryson said, well, what's the difference between that and NICAP putting up a mural of a burning police car? What do you say to that?
Well, listen, I don't think it's a time for him to be drawing comparisons. The reality is the focus is on this efficacy. And I think it's obviously wrong. It's hateful. It's hurtful. It has caused a lot of distress to immigrants who live in the north, and I would imagine right across the island of Ireland. And while politicians are dealing with very complex issues in relation to all of this, I think this type of imagery is absolutely wrong and has to be condemned by anybody and everybody. And I think it does raise questions for the Lyallist community and should not be defended.
Okay.
In my view, it should be condemned.
Look, thank you for that. We'll move back to what we were discussing, which is maternity services. That expert group calling for a review of now generalised maternity services in the country on the basis that small units is basically what they're saying, David, can't deliver expert care. What did you make of it?
Well, first of all, I think you have to be guided by experts. And my starting point is we have to have the safest and the best maternity services for obviously for the babies, but also for expectant mothers. I want to make sure that the services are of the highest quality. Unfortunately, there has been a long history of concerns in relation to maternity services at Portiuncula. And this is what was at the centre of that report. In 2017, we had the publication of another report at the time called the Walker Report, and that was following investigations into 7 babies. Unfortunately and tragically, 2 of those babies died and 5 were transferred for emergency treatment. And as you know, over 2023 and 2024, we had 9 more adverse incidents and indeed 3 more cases,
sure,
which are under investigation since January. And when the Walker report was published, it made a number of recommendations which we were told were implemented. And a lot of the concerns which were raised at the time in relation to staff training, in relation to communication between staff, it seems have now resurfaced and are part of the 34 recommendations which are now made in relation to that hospital, including obviously deferring and transferring patients at a high risk to hospitals
elsewhere. Yeah, and so that's going to be the upshot of it now, that high risk mothers maybe who are a bit older or have a comorbid sort of conditions like diabetes or other issues, previous cesareans, etc., will now not be cared for in Portiuncula. They will be, I presume, referred to Galway or one of the more major hospitals in the vicinity. But they're saying that this probably is true around the country, David. Do we need to look at our, you know, we centralised cancer services because we needed to deliver expert specialised care and therefore you couldn't deliver it in every local hospital. Is that now going to have to be true of maternity services? And therefore, do politicians need to get on board with maybe local maternity services in their constituency closing?
Well, I think in relation to any area of healthcare, we have to be led by data and we have to be led by evidence and we have to be led, obviously, by clinical and medical recommendations which were made. I'm not aware of the level of adverse incidents in even some of the other smaller maternity hospitals that we've seen in Portiuncula. For example, in the southeast where I live, maternity services exist in St. Luke's, in Kilkenny, but also in the University Hospital in Waterford. I don't know of any incidents that would have caused alarm, for example, in St. Luke's. So I think we have to be driven
by
the data.
Do we have the numbers of women attending St. Luke's annually for delivery? Do you know them? I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No, I don't
you may not know them, and that's fair.
I don't know the number, but my point is that if in any hospital, there is a high pattern of adverse incidents. And if there are issues, I will support the medical evidence. So the only hospital which at this point in time was under investigation and multiple investigations was Portuncture.
All right.
A recommendation was made in relation to high risk mothers. I support that recommendation. And if any other recommendations or concerns arose in any other maternity hospital, of course, I would support any.
So the recommendation has arisen that they say a review now should take place of all units around the country, particularly smaller ones. You support that. And are you saying, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but are you saying that should that review then show issues elsewhere, that we need to be looking at closing or changing our some units and changing our delivery of service?
Well, Ciara, I think the only reasonable and responsible position that any politician can hold in relation to maternity services is to want the very best for women. So if a review takes place, obviously that review has to look at all maternity services across all sites. It has to ensure that those services are of the highest quality. If any issues arise in relation to patient safety, in sure. relation to the safety of babies or mothers, and recommendations are made to either move services or to see some services, of course they have to be implemented. But we have to get to a point that we have a roadmap to improve services okay. in those hospitals. It's not always a case of closing services. As I said, I'm not aware of the level of adverse incidents in other hospitals, so that's why it would be wrong for me.
No, that's and that's fair, David. And I wasn't actually trying to catch you out in that. I was more interested in your opinion. Look, but thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is David Cullinan, their Sinn Féin spokesperson for health.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.